Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirit. And today we're going to talk to two ladies that are definitely trying to lift the overall spirits of women, not only locally, but internationally and around the world. The two ladies are from Soar Optimus International. This is a vibrant organization of professional businesswomen who volunteer their time and their financial resources to improve the lives of women and girls in our local community and throughout the world. SOAR works together to create opportunities and transform lives of women and girls, again, globally throughout their network. And they have a network of approximately 95,000 people that actually work with them all over the world to try to bring this awesome task that they've taken on to fruition, to make people's lives actually better, especially young women and young girls. Anyway, with no further ado, because I don't want to take any of the thunder, because we've got two phenomenal ladies on that are going to dazzle us and also inform us with a lot of information that we all need to know. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't have the information, then there's nothing that we can do, and there's a lot of people that they could also use to help them in their goal. Well, anyway, with no further ado, I would like to introduce Miss Jones and Miss McVicker. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Zurian. How are you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. Anyway.
Okay. Hi. Good evening, Z.
Hey. You just didn't want to talk to me. That's what it was. You were trying to keep in the low side there, even though I know you're the one with almost all the knowledge.
That's it. Well, thank you for having us on your program this evening, and we're excited to share all of the wonderful news about Soar Optimus and the benefits that we try to share with other women and young girls and children. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Okay, outstanding. Well, first thing, could you tell us a little bit about Soar Optimus?
Sure. This is Laura. Soar Optimus was formed in 1921 in Oakland, California. The founding club coined the name from two Latin words, soro and optima, which loosely translated means best for women. And as you mentioned, today Soar Optimus International comprises four federations throughout the world, the federations of the Americas, Europe, Great Britain and Ireland, and the Southwest Pacific. So we have clubs in 120 countries and nearly 100,000 members. Our club, which is Soar Optimus International Woodbridge, Virginia, belongs to the South Atlantic region of SI of the Americas, which, interestingly enough, includes Canada, North America, Central and South America, Mexico, and Japan, and Taiwan, and South Korea.
Wow, that's a lot of area to cover. So
it
you guys
is.
Actually with a lot of, unfortunately, I'm sure you get a lot of joy out of what you do, but the fact that some of the things you have to do, I know, has got to be rather challenging.
They are. They're very serious topics that Soar Optimus women, who are just some of the most capable women on the planet, have chosen to dedicate their lives voluntarily trying to do something about.
Wow. So
one of the things that is really important to us as an organization is education and making sure that women have the tools they need to grow their families, grow their lives, improve themselves educationally and professionally so that they can do better for themselves and their families. And so that's the cornerstone there is their education.
Right. Some of the goals that we have out there are for women and girls to enjoy equity and equality, to be able to live in safe and healthy environments. In some countries, data includes having access to well water, having access to education. Many countries, the girls in the culture are the last to receive an education, if at all. And we want women to be able to have leadership and practical skills so that they can be somewhat self-sufficient. So education, as Melora said, is, we believe, the cornerstone of overcoming everything from poverty to these other situations and helping them achieve the self-esteem that they need to lead a healthy and happy and productive life.
Right. It's, you know, it's amazing. Here in the United States, a lot of us take education for granted. But I know I was talking with a young lady the other day, and I was telling her that one of my sponsors is Playtex, and that they had sent me a bunch of their Playtex products. And the lady was talking to me, and she was not with your group, but she's with another organization, and she was telling me how, you know, some women can't get an education because of their natural functions, you know, as in their monthly period. They can't go to school because there's nothing that they can do, so they have to stay home.
Wow.
That's
right.
Amazing.
That's especially prevalent in some of the African countries. So there are Serotimus clubs who take it as their project to provide those type of products to the girls so that they can go to school. And let's see, our club is right now sponsoring three little girls in Haiti to pay their tuition at the primary school level, because when the girls especially are not allowed to go to school because they can't pay the tuition, many times their parents have no choice. They get tricked in, and they might even end up trafficked and human trafficking. So right now we're paying the education of three little girls in Haiti and two high school girls in Guatemala. They're in their late teens, but they should be graduating next year, as well as locally in our local community here in Virginia. We are putting three young ladies through college. One of them started college 3 years ago. She was living in the Axe homeless shelter. Her parents were deceased. Her grandmother had passed away, and she really had no one to help her. So her senior year, our club helped her pay for things like going to her senior prom, and we paid for her to interview with the colleges where she had been accepted. Actually, she was accepted to four of them. We got her a laptop, prepaid cell phone, dorm outfitted, and she's now going to be a junior. And she's making excellent grades. And so each year we've added doing this with our Memorial Scholarship, we've added a new girl. So now
recipient.
We're three, and we will be the spring, if we are successful in our fundraising throughout this next year, we will actually have four young women in college.
Right. Wow. That's really noteworthy, the fact that you guys are doing that. And like I said, the fact that you're volunteers doing this and volunteering not only your finances but your time, which time is priceless. And ladies and gentlemen, for those that you that don't know, they also deal in some of the uglier parts of the situations. You know, Laura had mentioned, she had mentioned domestic violence and child abuse and trafficking. That was actually the thing that she really mentioned. And you guys also fall into that area, the human trafficking, date rape and violence, violence and child abuse, domestic violence, all of those particular things. And I've actually been to ACTS, and I think I've taught a couple of women's self-defense classes with SAVIS, you know, when I was doing tactics with them. So, again, tell me more. I don't want to get long-winded. I know that you guys have opportunities and awards for women.
We do. I'll let Melora speak to the Women's Opportunity Award, what that's all about.
One of the awards that we give is called a Women's Opportunity Award, and it goes to a woman who is a primary source of financial support for her family, and it's to provide resources for that woman and that family to help improve her education, her skills, and her employment prospects. And one of the things that really made me fall in love with the organization is to hear the life story of some of the women who had experienced domestic violence, who'd experienced some very painful things in their lives, but they still had hope and aspirations. And when we have our award ceremony and we give out this Woman's Opportunity Award, and the woman comes and she gets to see that there's an entire audience full of other women who are there to support her dreams, support her aspirations, not only in word and in praise, but also with a physical check. So the woman walks away with some funds that she intends to put to good use for her education. We had a young lady who had seven children. One of the recipients had seven children, and her goal was to work with women in prisons and minister to the women in prison. So it's neat to see that whatever resources that we work for, volunteer for, are used to help the women who then intend to pay it forward for other women and other families. So it's one of the awards.
Well, age limits to this.
And if I can interject here, also the Women's Opportunity Award, when our club has a winner, we nominate that winner on to our South Atlantic region, who gives an award among our 28 clubs. So they have a potential of getting a second scholarship there. That goes on to SI of the Americas at the federation level, and that goes on to Sir Optimus International, so who gives up to $10,000 scholarship. So that woman potentially can receive, you know, multiple amounts. And again, as Melora was saying, their stories are just heart-wrenching. At the award ceremony at the region, they usually have a packet of tissues there because when you hear their stories, you can't just help but to be touched by them. And if you go out there on the website, Sister Optimus website, you can get to some of the international level winners and see what they've been doing.
To answer your question, you mentioned the age limit for it's called the WOA Award, Women's Opportunity Award, and there is no age limit. So when application time comes, the woman submits their application, tells us their story, and we have a group, a panel from our organization that reviews the applications and chooses a recipient, which is really, really difficult.
Yeah, there is an age limit on one of our awards called the Violet Richardson Award, and that's a little bit different. That is for these amazing teenage girls that are ages 14 to 17. They're out there volunteering in countless ways. It's just amazing the things that these young teens are out there doing. So when we select one of them, we give both the girl and her organization that she's volunteering for an award, a monetary amount, and that's called the Violet Richardson Award, which was named after the one of the earlier presidents in the founding club.
Well, what's neat about these girls is you hear adults say, there's not enough time, I don't have enough time to do this, that, and the other, and when you hear the stories of these young girls who are Girl Scouts and volunteering in soup kitchens and their churches and with their family and 4-H clubs and doing these wonderful things. The one girl had a pink day, and so she at her high school to raise awareness about breast cancer, and it's just, how do they find time? They're inspiring, and so we can only imagine as we pour into them and encourage them, these young girls, just imagine how much they'll do, and we hope they'll become Sir Optimus.
The winner at the federation level, I was at the convention this summer, the girl was actually running a store with things like used clothing, jeans, and other things for disadvantaged girls, and the thing is, she didn't sell anything. Actually, it was all given away, but she had a huge store put together so the girls could come in and they could have nice clothes and accessories, and which always helps with your self-esteem when you're going to school. It was just a wonderful thing that girl is doing, and the stories are just countless out there. So we actively seek. We in fact had five girls last year in 2012, and it was very, very difficult. So we tried to recognize all five of them this past year because it was just too hard to pick.
I understand. Actually, I used to take my daughter with me to some of the rape aggression defense classes I used to do with the Sexual Assault Victims Advocate Service, and she used to help me out with those. And again, it was to give that same thing, that give back type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's impressive. You guys also have a memorial scholarship, correct?
We do, and that is what we're using for those three women that are in college right now. We have a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior in college, and that's what the memorial scholarship originally was bequeathed by a former member's husband when she passed away. And when we lost later, when we lost other members, then it was added to and kept separate from our other finances, and we've been using that to give to a high school student who has overcome some extreme adversity, and yet they have this spirit of continuing their education and still getting good grades and are very motivated. So those are the type of students we're looking for the Memorial Scholarship.
Outstanding.
And then there's one other award that we give, and that's the Ruby Award. Mm-hmm. And this is for not someone who's struggling, but a woman who's been out there in the community doing volunteer work and helping. For instance, Sally Eisler in the Woodbridge area has a mobile health clinic. She's working on getting her second bus. We have other women out there who we want to recognize for their efforts. And so that's what the Ruby Award is. It used to be called the Women Making a Difference and Women, let's see, I can't remember. I'm sorry. But anyway, they changed the name. But basically it's Women Making a Difference Award, recognition for women who are doing this outstanding work. And they're not necessarily, in fact, they usually are not Serotimus. It's just that the Serotimus are recognizing other women, too.
Yeah. And
okay.
Keep doing
so you guys, the local projects, Salvation Army, Stocking Christmas, the Hildeberg Homeless Shelter, Christmas Families, all of that stuff, correct?
Right. Our club was chartered. Actually, we belonged to SI Manassas, and in 1977, we didn't break away. Prince William County was so large that we formed two clubs. And so our club was chartered in 1977, and ever since then, we've worked with the Salvation Army at Christmas time. In the earlier days, they did things like have self-bear dressing and doll dressing contests. But we've always, we fill about 30 stockings for children every year, and we give those to the Salvation Army. We pick a Christmas family, and we have them give us their Christmas list, and basically we fulfill their Christmas list, getting everything that they ask for, where we try to give them a nice Christmas. And
one of the things that I think is really interesting about the club, and I'm fairly new, if this will be my second year in the club, is that the women, when they came together and the list of activities that we do, were kind of born from the interest of individual members. So one person would say, I see that Salvation Army needs, something, stockings, or, Christmas stockings. And so the women say, oh, that's a great idea. Let's get together and do that with you. And so it's that type of energy of service and volunteerism that exists in the Seroptimus organization, where somebody says, I'm really passionate about human trafficking, and the women will say, well, let's figure out what we can do to help you fulfill your goal to do something about that in the community. So,
wow, and you guys have an event coming up for human trafficking. I believe it's the Walk in D.C., September.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. The Walk in D.C., this is the fourth year that it's being held. It's down on the National Mall. It's on Saturday, September 29th. The walk itself starts around 1 p.m., and you can go online to register for that. It's the coming together of many people to support the various organizations that are working to combat human trafficking. And each of those organizations, the partner organizations, will share in the funds that are raised for the walk. For Seroptimus in the South Atlantic region came together, and there are five clubs that pooled our resources to have a sponsorship. And this is the third year we've done that out of the 4 years that it's been in existence.
Outstanding. And for anybody that's listening, contact information is also posted on the site, on the Blog Talk site, and I'll also have the ladies also give it again out of their own mouths before the show ends. But, you know, they really need help, and they can use as much help and assistance as they can get from those of you out there. So we also hope that you'll also share the show with other people, because education and education used is critical. You guys also have a fundraiser coming up. I believe it's an art auction.
We do. Unfortunately, it falls on the same day, but it's in the evening, the same day as the Stop Human Trafficking Walk, and it's on Saturday, the 29th as well. And that is at 6 p.m. at Westminster of Lake Ridge. This is an art auction. The first hour, we have an hors d'oeuvre buffet, a musical ensemble playing music for us, and wine tasting. Roger's Ford Winery. And we have a silent auction going on during that time, and then we start the art auction. So we hope to have a very good turnout for that. That's one of our major fundraisers. We have three each year. We do a fashion show in the spring, about 2 weeks before Easter, and at Christmas time, we roll up our sleeves and we go to the bookstore, Books a Million at Potomac Mills Mall, and we wrap books and gifts in exchange for donations.
And I can definitely tell you that the lady in my B&I group, Business International Group, Katie, she's been hitting people hard to get those.
Katie is wonderful, and she's a very, very motivated person, and she's just wonderful at what she does. So we are very happy to have Katie as a member in our organization.
And just so you know, for the art auction, the art ranges from all price ranges. So please come out and see us at the art auction. Enjoy some hors d'oeuvres and food and wine and enjoy the art. And so there's some art there for everyone.
Outstanding. Come out and show your support. You know, your group is fantastic. You ladies are fantastic. What you're doing is amazing. And the people that you're helping, they should be indebted to you for the rest of their lives, because you've helped to have a significant change in the betterment of their life, giving them the opportunity. I got one complaint, though.
What's that?
I'm a guy. How come I don't get nothing? No big
there,
deal.
If you look at our website, Z, you'll see an explanation for that. It goes, why girls? Why women and girls?
I don't want to know. We don't even want to go into that. The fact that we're all doing it for an award. We're all doing it.
Unfortunately, there is still a disproportionate there's still gender discrimination out there, unfortunately, and it exists more so in some cultures and countries than in others, but we still having to
that. I was just joking.
However, you can still do Seroptimus work being a guy now, because our federation, SI America, has just launched Live Your Dream, liveyourdream.org. If you go on there, you can find opportunities to do this work wherever it is. They're still working on their website, refining it, but it's there. So go to liveyourdream.org and sign up.
See that, guys, there's no dumb question. We've even found a place for you now.
Exactly.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I could have gone on and on and on about human trafficking, because that is one of my very, that's one of my pet projects that I feel very, very strongly about doing something about. But we also have other projects out there, stopping domestic violence, stopping child abuse and workplace violence against women, as well as teen dating violence, and making teens aware you know, both girls and boys, of things that they should be on the lookout, because nobody really should be subject to any of that. And
yeah.
So we have a wide variety. I think that's one reason it's a little bit hard to explain what serotonin is because we do have such a broad scope. But it's all good.
Outstanding. Before we actually run out of time, we've got some. Could you give people the contact information for Seroptimus?
Certainly. Let me back up. www.si-woodbridge.org. And if you look on the home page and scroll down, you will find links to Seroptimus of the Americas as well as the international level websites. Everything you want to know about human trafficking, you can look at on the SI of the Americas website. There's an entire page dedicated to resources and references. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know more at the international level, you can follow that link there.
And I'd like to put another plug in for the art auction. Come on out to the art auction. Join us. Know that all the funds that we raise are put to good use for scholarships and education for women and girls and helping families continue to build and grow. September 29th, 6 to 9 p.m., and that's at Westminster of Lake Ridge. Come out and join us.
To go. Come on.
We're going to see you there, aren't we?
Definitely are.
Yeah.
Katie came up.
Any other questions that we can answer for you?
Actually, I could probably ask questions all day. The problem is that it would take too long for us to finish them on this particular show. But I do have one thing. I talked to a gentleman not too long ago, and I actually gave him your information. Whether he went forward with it or not, I don't know. But he had a concern about human trafficking, and he doesn't feel as though the law enforcement body are doing the things that they need to do. Do you have any advice for anybody that may know someone that's in the midst of that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I met the head of the Northern Virginia Task Force, which includes Fairfax County and Prince William County, recently at a panel discussion. And there's so many silly laws that it makes it very difficult for them to do their job. And one of the things that I was very frustrated with is the FBI also are out there working, but the FBI is interested in getting the big criminal enterprise, if you will, as opposed to the Johns and the pimps. It's my belief that ending demand, since we can't end world poverty overnight, if ever, and we can't end the seemingly wrong direction of many people's moral compass, it seems like we need to work on ending demand, and the only way to do that really is by taking away, you can't take away the humans. There are 27 million people enslaved in this world today. That includes both commercial sex as well as picking cacao beans, picking cotton, working children, working on their little tiny fingers, you know, weaving rugs, et cetera. The only way that we're going to fight that is fighting demand and making the punishment for the traffickers and the people who buy these services so harsh that they will not engage in it, because human trafficking, I don't know if you're aware, Z, but this is one of the top three organized crimes of the world. There's drugs.
Yes, I read that.
And there's arms transshipments. This is a $32 billion a year crime and business, and it's really tough for the little guy, you and me, to tackle it, but we need to demand the legislators. Virginia, the state of Virginia, is just terrible. We don't even have decent laws on the books. So getting consistent and strong legislation out there that criminalizes this behavior is one thing. And the second interesting as when talking to this law enforcement officer that heads up the task force for Northern Virginia, when he does rescue girls, he says, we don't have any place to put them. There aren't enough beds, if you will. There aren't enough places for them. First of all, girls under the age of 18 that are picked up, say, in the sex trade, should never, ever be arrested and given a felony record, because by the Trafficking and Victims Protection Act, which was signed into law, they are defined as having been trafficked. Yet many, many police officers either aren't aware of this and they just go ahead and arrest them, or somehow they just get caught up in the system, and this whole thing has to be changed. There is a National Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline that it's not a law enforcement agency, but anybody that wants to either report suspected trafficking or suspected
involvement,
yes, thank you. 1-888-373-7888. And I'll say that again. It's the National Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline, 1-888-373-7888. They have the phrase, look beneath the surface, because there may be things that you see that normally you would just kind of glance over. I actually had a man that works at Potomac Hospital in Woodbridge, Virginia, come up to me when we had a display table there and describe a situation of a 14-year-old girl who had been brought over here from Africa. She was being kept in a man's home to watch his children, not allowed out of house, not allowed to go to school. He wanted to know if that was trafficking. And I said, absolutely.
That's
crazy. A domestic type labor.
Yes.
There are many, many aspects of it.
It's just horrendous as a whole. But
yeah,
we're gonna have to wrap it up.
That's
because
fine.
We are definitely out of time, but we can actually do another show and go more into depth into this particular subject. So anyway, I want to thank you ladies for having me, and I know you're extremely passionate, and I know you've got a lot to cover on this area, but unfortunately we're out of time. So ladies and gentlemen that do listen to the show and have listened to the show, there will be another show, and we will be talking about trafficking. I think
thank you very much.
Subject.
Love to.
not a problem. Anyway, ladies, again, thank you for being on the Zurian Show, and thank you to all you listeners. As always, I am humbled by the fact that you people continue to listen to me, because as one very famous motivational speaker said, a leader isn't a leader unless people are following. Other than that, he's just taking a walk. Anyway,
yeah.
Ladies, thank you very much, and you have a great day. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I wish you all love, happiness, joy, and bright futures. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you ladies.